The right shoes aren't just about, when you're leaving the house, you want to look good, and it's not about, the right outfit, but if you have the right shoes, they can keep you out of the emergency room.
Welcome to the Answers for Elders radio show.
And welcome everyone to Answers for Elders radio network, heard across the USA on your favorite podcast channel, and find us on YouTube. Spring has sprung. And there's a lot of things that are going on with families, different types of activities. And oftentimes we get really busy with life and we don't think about what's happened over the winter and what winter does, primarily to the outdoors. And I'm going to start today's show with a little story that I am reminded of. It was a family that called me of great concern about their mother. And I heard the whole story. Basically, it was about this time of year, about 2 years ago, and a older woman who lived alone, independently, walked out to her garden. The spring was in the air, and she thought, I want to go see if there's any new growth or anything like that happening. And so she takes with her walker, and she starts to proceed to her garden across the yard. And in the yard, there were some inset pavers, like when you put the pavers in the yard and they're kind of set in. And so it makes kind of an uneven ground. And she would navigate those little paver steps all the way out to her garden. And she reached the garden, the edge of the garden, and every single time pushing that walker ahead of her. And all of a sudden, her walker got caught on some overgrown vines. Now, think about this. If you have balance issues, if you're having a challenge and that walker gets stuck, what did she do? Is she tried to break it free. And so she yanked her walker off. Well, guess what happened? She fell. The walker collapsed, came down. She couldn't get up. And she laid there, calling out in the backyard with no sort of help around her. For someone to help her get up. Well, she couldn't get up. She laid there for over 2 hours until, just by luck, a meter reader was across in the next yard and overheard her yell. And he came to help her and got her up. And she was bruised, thank goodness. She didn't break a hip. She didn't hit her head. All kinds of things. But had maintenance happened before, and had she had the proper shoes, different types of ways in which she could help herself navigating this step and this path, where would she have been? And it could have been so much worse. And so I really wanted to bring everyone's attention to this scenario, because it's very, very important that our seniors are protected if they live independently, or anyone with mobility challenges, to make sure that we are, adequately prepared for spring as we're getting out. And so I reached out to our favorite Dr. Shawn Weiss, and she is a doctor of physical therapy and an amazing speaker and wellness advisor. Dr. Shawn, it's so wonderful to have you back on Answers for Elders. Thank you for coming.
Oh my gosh, Suzanne, it is always an honor and a pleasure to get to spend time with you and your audience. So thanks for having me.
We're very thrilled you are here. So I really want to talk today about safety.
Well, this is, this time of year, right? When we're all so anxious, unless you are fortunate enough to live parts of the country where it's beautiful and nice all the time. We're in a transition where many older adults have spent the last several months hibernating, if you want to say, or not being able to get out, especially with mobility challenges. They have spent time indoors. They tend to go out less. They tend to move less. And so the common mistake, like it is illustrated in your story, there's so many takeaways from that story. The common mistake is that people get so excited and they want to get outside on the first nice day, or, you know, the string of days where it's dry and it's not rainy. And they're like, the sun is out, let's go.
Yes.
And they kind of momentarily have a lapse of judgment and they think, hey, wait a minute. I might not be as strong as I was before the winter. I have not really properly surveyed the area since all the snow has melted, if you're where I'm from. Or, you know what? My health has changed.
Yeah.
I'm not in the same situation that I was before winter. So all of these things combined kind of lead to an increased risk, you know, risk of falling. And there's some really important strategies that you can employ. Just like, you know, I do a winter safety talk. It's just as important to come out of winter and think before you do something, right? Think before you move. So this is a great topic. So I'm excited to talk to you about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because I have, my audience knows, I have like 100 rose bushes, most of them English roses. And I have arthritis. I have been through, when I started last year, I was barely able to make it. And of course, my hands were killing me with the pruning shears, trying to get everything pruned and put away. And my husband gifted me for my birthday this year, electric pruning shears, ergonomic. It was a game changer. But, you know, and what I'm saying is there are some things that we can do, you know, that can help us if we have arthritis or little things like that. And, you know, obviously for you, what are some key things that we should look at? I know you've talked about shoes before, but I don't think we have really gone into it very much.
The right shoes aren't just about, you know, when you're leaving the house, you know, you want to look good, and it's not about, you know, the right outfit, but if you have the right shoes, they can keep you out of the emergency room. And this time of year, when people may be wearing some slip-on sandals, you know, I still see older adults slipping on Crocs or things that aren't quite fitting. If you have edema or you have fluctuating edema, are your shoes even fitting properly? That's really important. And I know, you know, when you have, you know, the snow's gone and I'm going to go out onto my sidewalk. Well, things can still be slippery. You still have overgrowth.
Right.
You have leaves that are still, they're
moss.
Slippery. You have
it
the
rains.
Leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have a good sole on the bottom of your shoes, or you have older shoes that are worn out, you need to really take inventory of proper footwear. Make sure that those soles are not worn out. Make sure they have good traction. Choose shoes that have Velcro, or the laces that are already set, so that you don't run that risk of tripping. They want to hold your foot securely in the shoe. Adaptive footwear is also, you know, a great option if you experience, like I said, swelling or bunions or balance issues. They make some great products. I know my mom has severe neuropathy, and she wears, have you heard of, you see them all over social media, and I didn't think they were real at first, but my mom has 7 pairs now. It's Peak footwear.
Interesting.
So Peak footwear, she has neuropathy pain. They're kind of those super lightweight, like they feel like a feather. And when you slip your feet into these, and now they have boots for the winter too.
Interesting.
She has no pain, which improves her walking, which improves her safety. So there are some really amazing products out there. So making sure you're not going out into this with the slippers or the sandals or the flip flops or the Birks. I know a lot
and
of people love
for
Birks.
Me, I have a long arch. And I wear Vionics all the time, and they
I've heard of them.
Footbed that has an actual arch support with it. So it helps me with that long arch. It helps me stand straighter. And I can tell right away, especially with arthritis, if I'm not wearing those Vionics, I'm not getting the proper support on my feet. My feet will push down, and that causes issues.
Absolutely right. And like you illustrated in your story, if you're out navigating pavers, or moss, or leaves, or something's underneath those leaves that you didn't remember, you're going to catch your toe on it if you don't have a proper fitting footwear.
Super
important.
So Dr. Sean Weiss, you can be reached at rockstarseniors.net. Is that correct?
Rockstarseniors.net. Absolutely. And that's going to have a slew of information there. If you look in there, there's a way to contact me with one button. You can email me or look at all the videos that we have on senior safety.
And we're going to have a little surprise for our listeners at the end of this show today. So I hope you will stay with us as we talk about springing forward with safety for seniors. And we'll be right back right after this.
Will you leave a positive legacy to those you love and preserve your assets?
Who will advocate for you if you reach a stage in life where you cannot represent yourself? Is your estate plan solid? If not, assets could be lost, estate taxes levied, and family conflict may be your legacy. Hi, I'm Washington State Attorney Steve Waltar, and for the last 25 years, my firm, Legacy Estate Planning, has helped thousands of clients avoid conflict, chaos, and court by creating customized estate plans. A good estate plan provides peace of mind during your lifetime, keeps you out of court while you're alive, and reduces estate taxes while creating a lasting legacy for your loved ones when you're gone. At Legacy Estate Planning, we'll answer your questions, and for those in Washington who mention this ad, we'll provide a free 60-minute consultation. So reach out to us on our website, www.waltar.com, that's W-A-L-T-A-R.com, or you can call us at 425-455-6788. What legacy will you leave?
We at Answers for Elders thank you for listening. Did you know that you can discover hundreds of podcasts in our library on senior care? So visit our website and discover our decision guides that will help you also navigate decision making. Find us at answersforelders.com.
Locally owned for more than 25 years, Chateau Retirement offers premier independent and assisted living to seniors in Lynnwood, Bothell, and Renton. Our skilled and compassionate staff are committed to the holistic well-being of each resident. Our Chateau Gardens Memory Care specializes in person-centered programming in a safe, therapeutic environment. At Chateau Retirement, our residents live a happier, healthier, longer life. We invite you to visit one of our communities today, Chateau Pacific in Lynnwood, Chateau Bothell Landing, and Chateau Valley Center in Renton. Schedule a tour today. Call 1-800-960-1944. Visit chateauretirement.com for more information. It's like living on a cruise ship on land.